You're going to hear about an announcement regarding new resources to monitor critical watershed infrastructure in the United States, and you're going to hear those details from Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller. And with that, I turn it over to the Chief. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Here today to announce a new capability that NRCS is going to be making available to our partners across the nation. And this is how we work with local communities to both design, construct, and in this case, protect critical infrastructure that is responsible for providing flood protection, water supply, agricultural water use, and other benefits to communities in 47 states across the United States. So let me, but before I get into the meat here and talking about this new capability, I really want to step back and first kind of build the case and lay the groundwork for what we're talking about. So here at the Natural Resources Conservation Service, we just recently celebrated our 80-year anniversary. And over the course of our history, we were first created in the Dust Bowl to work one-on-one with farmers and ranchers to address their soil management concerns, and then more broadly in other natural resource challenges, water quality, water supply, pest management, nutrient management, you name it. But also then, beginning in the 40s and 50s, our mission also expanded to work with communities, state and local governments, to address water in every sense. In some cases, in flood-prone regions of the country, we worked with communities to put in flood protection. In other cases, it's water quality or water supply. And so over the course of this agency's history, we've helped to construct over 12,000 water control structures in 47 states and Puerto Rico. And these structures today now stand as silent sentinels, protecting communities across the nation. And they are providing every day significant benefits to communities, first starting with flood protection. So we estimate on an annual basis, these 12,000 structures provide over $2.2 billion in annual flood protection benefits for both agricultural rural lands, but also then critically for urban communities and for critical public infrastructure, railroads, highways, bridges, schools, hospitals. And the structures that we've helped build are providing these services. So, for example, in the recent rainstorms in Texas and Oklahoma back in May, where in Texas alone, over a course of about a week, they got anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain. And likewise in Oklahoma, and they've continued, the heavy rains have continued. But in that one storm event in late May, in that 1 week period, we estimate that the flood control structures in Oklahoma and Texas alone offset or prevented over $130 million of flood damages that would have occurred not for this infrastructure the public had made investments in this case through NRCS and their local units of government. So a lot of cases, these structures are there. A lot of times they're not even, people aren't aware. They just look like lakes. They could be part of a community. But they require ongoing maintenance and protection. And so one of the capabilities we're announcing today is this new technology we call DamWatch. DamWatch is a web-based tool that uses real-time monitoring information, and it's in pulling it together from different data sources, meteorological, hydrological, and seismological data from the U.S. Geological Survey, from the National Weather Service, and other data sources, and real-time is monitoring what's going on and what would potentially be threats to these 12,000 dams and water control structures across the United States. So, for example, in the recent rains in Kansas, that the system is an automated system, and it will then monitor, and we've modeled out rainfall, and when a certain rainfall event is of enough severity and intensity where we estimate it would actually fill the flood retention pond of this structure, and would likely then going through the emergency auxiliary spillway, it will then send an automated text, phone call, email to the local officials who are responsible for ensuring the safety of that dam. And so in Kansas, automated alerts went out to tell 10 different structures in Kansas and alerted the local authorities, hey, you need to go check out these structures. Given the recent rains, there's a potential risk here that you're getting water through the emergency spillway. And if needed, you need to ensure the integrity of that dam and start to activate maybe your emergency response plan, which ultimately is about protecting public safety and infrastructure down below the dam. So because of the investments of NRCS, we now have this nationwide capability, automated capability. We're providing 24/7 protection for communities, and then really empowering the local authorities to better maintain, monitor, and manage the safety of these structures. But beyond the monitoring, the Dam Watch is also a one-stop shop where we now have digitized all the critical information about these structures, their engineering design blueprints, the seismologic information, the hydrologic and soils information, emergency action plans, photos, structural assessments. That way, folks, it doesn't matter where they are, you can be tapping into engineering expertise from neighboring states or from national centers, and you have at instant access critical information that emergency responders need to know that in case of a potential event where you may lose the structure, where do you go first? What's the potential flood zone? Who do you evacuate first? And it really helps the local emergency managers to be more responsive and better prioritize their resources so they can address the critical needs in the community. And so it's just one example how NRCS is partnering with communities, with state and local governments, to help protect their resources, help protect their homes, and ultimately ensure the integrity and infrastructure that NRCS has put in place over the last several decades. So I think just to summarize, this is an example how NRCS are really trying to advance and modernize ourselves into how we interact with our customers and partners. So whether it's our farming and ranching customers, giving them access to our assistance, our technical and financial assistance, or in this case to our public partners, state and local units of government, and the structures that they are responsible for managing, really giving our partners tools to do a better job in their communities, to protect the natural resources, to protect public infrastructure. I'm really proud of the investments the NRCS has made here, but also then excited to see how these tools are going to be used by our partners to design and deliver solutions for our local communities.